prepare for a whole new sporting experience. This is Sports Planet.
One of the most fascinating things about African football is the colorful nicknames of the national teams on the continent. Names that describe the proud heritage of the nations, like the Pharaohs of Egypt or the Black Stars of Ghana. And names designed to strike fear into the heart of opponents, like the Mambas of Mozambique, the Red Devils of Congo, and the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon. And one of the most iconic of these names definitely has to be the Desert Warriors of Algeria. It is a name steeped in mystique, evoking thoughts of a powerful, relentless, and implacable foe. Traditionally, the Desert Warriors are one of the most dangerous teams on the African continent, a unique blend of domestic bred and foreign-born talent. And the 2017 Africa Cup of Nations represent another chance to add to their proud history. Welcome to Sport Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. Ahead of the kickoff of the 2017 Africa Cup of Nations in Gabon, today we'll feature George Leekens, coach of the Desert Warriors of Algeria, who feels he has unfinished business with the team. My name is Tunde Koiki. We'll take a very short break and we'll be right back. '67-year-old George Leekens is in his third stint as the coach of the national football team of Algeria. The Belgian has been charged with qualifying the Desert Warriors for the 2018 FIFA World Cup in Gabon and also winning the 2017 Africa Cup of Nations in Gabon. BBC Football's Claude Achiba spoke to Leekens recently and asked him why he'd taken on such a seemingly difficult job.
This is Sports Planet.
It's a big story. It's a big story because it's my fifth time I have a national team. And I was before in 2003, I was already in the national team of Algeria. I had a lot of success, respect, and because of a private problem, I went back again to Belgium. And I have a debt to the Algerian people, to the Algerian football, and certainly to my president, who stayed my friend. And then the moment he called me, I think I can't refuse.
Talking about this squad, there is quality, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm not stupid. I don't take a team where there's no quality in it. I want that everyone is afraid of this Algerian team. And they respect us. We need more respect, and therefore we have to go for it. We have to fight for it. We have to make a good balance in the team.
Talking about the World Cup, you are in a very difficult group and 5 points behind the qualifying place for the World Cup. Do you think it's too late to reach?
The guys who not believe that we can qualify for Russia, they don't have to come. The way game in Nigeria, second half, we said, okay, we are men. We fight back. We are fighters. And they were coming back. You saw this spirit. You saw this coming. My players, everyone believed, also after the game, we cannot do it because Cameroon played 1-1 against Zambia. Next two games are Zambia, and we know the challenge we have to do. Okay, Nigeria has to come to us. I think there will be losing points between Nigeria and Cameroon, and it's not finished.
In terms of expectation, there is a lot of talk around Riyad Mahrez, who has a less impressive season so far. Do you think he made a right decision by staying at Leicester?
Great player. I can compare a little bit, not the same as Eden Hazard. You know, you can't have always the same level. Leicester has more problems than last year, but it's normal. They take the team more serious. They put a double covering to him. Riyad has to deal with this. It will be better, but the expectations are too high. Also, for this game, everyone thinks he will dribble five people and they have to score three goals. Don't put pressure on him, please. We have to help him. It's logically that he's not on the same level. You can't be on that level. He was super, super level. Maybe he's pushing himself too much. He's thinking too much. Relax, and it will come. It will come, I'm sure. stability in his head, stability for his family, stability with us. When he come back to Algeria, that he feels proud, that he feels good. It's more important than big transfers.
Let's speak about another national team very close to your heart, Belgium.
We never were first in the World Cup, but now we have the quality to do it. They believe that they can do. Before, we were always underdog. Even we played a little bit back, always counter attack, and now we play dominant football. I saw him playing last week, Belgium team. I had the tears in my eyes to see the boys playing on this level. How they played, it was a pleasure for the eye. I know these boys hate to lose, and these boys, they were so angry. They know what's now to lose games, to go out. You know, we didn't have the experience of the German and the Spain guys. We were not ready to get to the highest. And the will was there, but it was not ready. This last percentage of 2-3% was not there. How do you know?
So this team can win the World Cup in Russia?
Yes. Yes. This team has everything. They have power. They have running power. They have physical power. They have intelligence. They have experience now. Every position you have 3 players from high level. Not from small teams from second division or small teams. No, they are all playing on the highest level. They all play Champions League. They all play Europa League till the end. No, we have a fantastic Belgium team.
That was George Leekens, coach of the Algerian national football team.
Sports Planet will be right back. Stay tuned.
And here is where we bring down the curtains on today's episode of Sports Planet. Sports Planet is a production of Complete Sports Studios, and it reaches you on this station on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You can send me all your sports views, questions, and comments on Twitter, or just follow me at Babatunde Koiki. And for more sports stories from all across the world, please get your daily copy of Complete Sports from your vendor, or visit www.completesportsnigeria.com, and you can click on the Sports Planet button on the website to listen to this episode or previous episodes of the show from our podcast archives. My name is Tunde Koiki, and before I go, I'd like to say happy birthday to Olakunbi Agbede, wife of Shegun the Pundit Agbede, who is a year older today. Here's wishing you many more magical years, mom.
It's my birthday, it's my birthday, I must spend my money. It's my birthday, it's my birthday, I must spend my money. It's my birthday, I'ma live my best.